Hello, this is Jill. Editorial. Storytelling has existed for millennia. It has many forms, and the tales told are legion. But there is one form of relaying them that always taken my imagination. In Syria, there is a rich and ancient tradition, which can still be found, just, in some of the cafes at the heart of old Damascus. These Syrian storytellers are called the Hakawati, and every day one will come to a cafe where they will sit on a raised throne, a vintage wooden chair, put on traditional robe, retrieve a sword and an old hat called a tarbush, and clutching an old book will take on the role of storyteller. Wielding the sword with dramatic flair and reading from the book, they will energetically act out all the characters, particularly when recounting tales of wars and battles. The Hakawati tradition dates back to a time when television and the internet were non-existent. People would gather in coffee shops to listen to tales of love and war, often rooted in pre-Islamic Arab history. These stories not only served as entertainment, but also as a means of imparting wisdom and life lessons. Today, as digital media dominates social interaction, the Hakawati still embodies a nostalgic yearning for simpler times. It was a long time before I realised I too was a storyteller. It should have been pretty obvious, as the radio, TV programmes and films I had made all had the three-act structure with beginning, middle and end. It has also been my good fortune to have my stories watched and listened to, sometimes by more people than my imagination could handle, but also by much smaller and possibly more attentive audiences. This is particularly relevant as I have lately turned my hand to theatre and being a playwright. As some of you know, I have just finished staging the third of my trilogy of plays in London, and I thank those of you who made the trip to London and become part of my audience. Very few are blessed to see their scripts come to life for one performance, let alone the many we staged in the last weeks with my professional cast in London. It is a chastening and humbling experience to see your work for what it is, and it is often flawed, but there is always next time to make it better. Many of you came to see an enhanced reading of my second play, Up in the Blue, in the Parish Hall last year, and I am delighted that we have received an arts grant and the support of the Bensington Society to stage a similar event in November, which will feature my first play, One Night, staged on the Saturday before Remembrance Sunday. I suspect that most of you will be heartily sick of the sight of my work by the end of this year, but I warn you, my fourth play is already in readings and is a farce set in hell. Well, I really need a break from sombre topics.